Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf tzadik beis. We're holding it, the Mishnah, towards the top of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Av bishu noisen loy, a nimchel loy, ad shivakish minenu. This is a direct follow-up on the previous Mishnah. You'll recall in the previous Mishnah we learned about someone who chas v'sholom was mevayish someone else. Depending on what the level of busha was, you have to pay either a sela or a mana, or masayim, or dalad meyos zuz, like we had in the previous Mishnah, because of the boshes factor. But our Mishnah tells us, even though you paid the person for the busha that you caused, that is not the end of the story. You still have to ask him for mechila. You have to ask for forgiveness for acting in such a terrible, humiliating fashion. Even though he gave him the amount set forth in the previous Mishnah, until he goes and asks him, please be moichel me. Shnemar, where do we know this from? It says in the pasuk, "Ata hoshev eishes or ish." What is this all about? This is talking about when Avimelech took away Sarah from Avram Avinu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Avimelech, "Hoshev eishes ish, return Avram's wife Sarah, kinovi hu." He'll even daven for you. But if you're not going to return, and all of your household are all going to go and pass away. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu's saying is, it's not enough just to go and send her away. The next few psukim in Bereishis talk about that Avimelech sent her away with all different types of presents. To show everybody that I didn't even touch you, and here are the presents and all the rest. And I said, if you want that Avram should go and daven on your behalf, then go and ask mechila from him. And in fact, he did ask mechila, because Avram then did go and be mispal. Like the Mishnah continues, how do I know that if a person is not moichel, you ask him to be moichel, and he's not moichel you, how do you know that he's considered to be cruel? It doesn't say specifically and expressly that if you're not moichel, you're not gzari. But it's really mechalal hena b'shamei alav. You see from this pasuk that when he, Avimelech, tried to appease Avraham and Sarah, Avraham didn't bat a wink, an eyelash. He immediately went and said, sure, I'm going to make this bow for you, that you should also have children. As we'll see in the Gemara shortly, and as we see in the pasuk, as a result of the fact that Avimelech took Sarah, he was Otzer Hashem bi'ad kol rechem beveis Avimelech. Every single individual in that household was affected with Atzira. Atzira means that their holds, as we'll see which holds we're talking about, that all the holds in their body were all fashtopped, and therefore none of the wives could go and give birth. So Avraham Avinu was mispal. So we see Avraham Avinu is as a gute mensch, even though Avimelech took away his wife for a period of time. He appeased Avraham, and Avraham Avinu said, sure, and immediately went and was bowed for Avimelech. Okay, so now we've learned about Hilchos Mechila. Now we continue on. What happens? Omer Samei es Eini, Kateya es Yodi, Shaber es Ragli. Reuven goes over to Shimon and says to Shimon, do me a favor, go and knock out my eye. My Reuven's eye, or amputate my arm, or go and break my leg. If Shimon listens to him and does it, he is chayv. Of course, even though Reuven told him to do it, still you had no business doing it. You're a mazik, you're chayv. Moreover, says the Mishnah, mas lifter. Even if he says yo, you're going to be potter if you do it. Don't worry, I'm not going to take you to court. You don't have to pay. He is still chayv. And the Gemara is going to ask him, Yitzchim, tomorrow, why is that? After all, if he asked him, he told him, tonight, koidim lamasa, you're potter, you should be potter. So we'll see him, Yitzchim, more tomorrow. Similarly, the Mishnah says, "Kara es ksusi," you can go and tear my garment. "Shaber es kadi," you can go and break my jug. If he does it, he's chayv. Here, however, if he says, "Amas liftar," then you're potter. Manishtana, what's the difference between the earlier set of cases? We were talking about gufoy, and he says, "Amanat liftar," you're chayv. How come in these series of cases, the ksus and the kad, if he says, "Amanat liftar," you're potter? The Gemara Mishnah will address that tomorrow. Finally, the Mishnah says, "Asay kain leish pliny." Uvein says to Shimon, "Go and do X, Y, Z to Levi. Go and chas v'shalom cause him damage. I'm an as lifter, and I'm going to go and take care of it. I'm going to pay for the damage." Chayiv. If Shimon listens to Uvein and he goes and in fact causes damage to Levi, it's not Reuven that will be chayv, it's going to be Shimon that's chayv. Bein begufa, bein b'mamoinai. And this seems to be a fairly obvious case. It's because of the famous rule, ein shliach nidvar aveira. Even though Reuven sends Shimon caused damage to Levi, it's on Shimon's shoulders that the damage that he caused, not on Reuven's shoulders. Okay, Zokti Mar, we started off the Mishnah that even though you paid the Demei Boishes, you still have to ask for Mechila. Tana Rabbanan, called Elisha Amru, all of those figures that we had in the previous Mishnah, of the Sela, or the Mana, Masayim, or the Arba Meyois, those are all Demei Boishtai. Aval Tzaharoi, when it comes to the Tzahar, Afilahivi, called Elin Nevoisha Ba'olam, Ein Nimchaloi Achivakish Mimenu. Now this Tzahar that we're talking about, this is not the tzar of one of the five teshlumen, the nezik tzar, ripushevus and boishes. This tzar that we're talking about, says Rashi, shidoyeg al boishtoy. In other words, Reuven the Moshel gives Shimon a patch in this marriage. Everybody sees it, it's humiliating. Our Mishnah says, for such a patch you have to go and pay, depends whether it was a normal patch is 200, if it's a backhanded patch, it's 400. That's the amount set forth in the Mishnah. However, even though with that he's paid for the shame and humiliation, Shimon goes home and he cannot sleep at night. He feels terrible. He has trauma. He goes to a therapist. That's what Rashi means, that he's doing al boishtai. To go and take away that daga, that tsar, you have to go and ask him mechila and say, "Shimon, I'm terribly sorry, I shouldn't have done it." And we see from our Mishnah that Shimon should go and say, "Yes, I'm moichel you," and not be an achzari. Now, the Lashon of the Gemara is very, very emphatic. When the Mishnah says, you have to ask for mechila, because I feel the heavy called Eli Nevoish Ba'olam. An ayil, of course, is a ram. Nevoyois is the name of a place, and there's a pasuk in Yeshaya that suggests that Nevoyis was the center of all top quality rams. That if a person wanted to get, you know, the best behemoth, he didn't just go anywhere, he went to Nevoyis. That day you got the AAA treatment and the AAA rams. What would you bring, do with a ram? You'd normally bring it for a carbon. So even though a carbon of his is really not appropriate, because you would bring a carbon chatas l'mashal for any one of those, the lamed vav krisus minus two, which are enumerated in the beginning of the sefer krisus. When you chas v'shalom give somebody a patch, it's not karis. The reason why it's minus two, Barry's ready to push his button because two of them are mitzvah saseh and not a laugh. Anyway, so really a chatas. Yes, what would you like to say? Sorry, the two essays of Pesach Mishkoyah. So if a person violated any of the other 34 of the 36 creases, then he did it b'shoyt, you have to go and bring a karm chatas. We're not really talking about karm chatas. What the Gemara means to say is that when it comes to mushul on Yom Kippur, if a person wants a machilis avoynois, you can bring all chatois, and you can go and klap al-chait 25 times, up and down, back and forth, with machiois. Nevertheless, you're only going to get a full-fledged machila if you ask the person. Any time you were over on a bein odom lachaveiroi problem, that you caused somebody else damage, you caused somebody else shame, humiliation, anything like that, you have to ask him for machila. And Simor also Yuma says that by mitzvah shebin odom lechaveiroi, you don't have a mechila ad shiratz es chaveiroi. You have to read, so you have to appease your chaver and ask him for mechila. That's what the Gemara is telling us here. So even if you brought all the rams from the voyage, the best shebo'ilim, ein nimchaloi, he doesn't get mechila ad shirakish menu. You have to ask him, please go and be moichel. Shenema hoshav eishes ish kinovi hu v'yispal badchav vechyeh. Now, Frank the Gemara, what does this mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Avimelech, go and return Sarah Imenu. Why? Because Navihu. Avram Avinu is a Navi. Frank the Gemara, Eishes Navi boy hadure, Eishes acherli boy hadure. What happens if Avram Avinu wasn't a Navi? He would just be a nice, ordinary Jew. Wouldn't you have to go and give back the wife to this Jew? What's after that he's a Navi? When it comes to Ashav Eishes Ish, you have to return because she's an Eishes Ish. You, Avimelech, have no business living with an Eishes Ish. I, Udika Amris, you, Avimelech, said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, what time do you have of me? Hagoy gam tzari taroy. Halihu amaliya choysi. Vihi gam hu omra. I'm sorry. Vihi gam hi omra. Ochi hu. I asked both of them, both Avram and Sarah, they both told me the same story, that they're brother and sister. And therefore, if that's the case, I am Naki, I'm a tzaddik. Why would you want to go and kill me? Says Avimelech to Kodesh Baruch. She said, Kodesh Baruch Hu, don't tell me that. Navi Hu, he's a Navi. Kvar Limen, he already taught. Achzanoi Shevoli Ir, Al Iske Achilu Shtiya Shalan Oysoi, Oy Al Iske Ishtri Shalan Oysoi. When you have a guest coming into shul, coming into the city, into the town, what do you do when you come over to him? The first thing you ask him is, oh, by the way, who's that lady? It's none of your business who that lady is. It could be his wife, it could be his sister, it could be his daughter, his mother, who knows? But that's not what you should ask. A guest comes to Ran and Shteytel, and this matters, the first thing you ask him is, would you like a drink? Would you like some food? Are you hungry? Do you need a place to stay? Do you know where the local grocery is? Help him out. So you ask him in Yoni Iski Achilu Shtiya. You don't ask him about Iski Ishto Yishamai. So therefore, Zokti Gemara, that's the Navi. Now, normally when we think of Navi, we think of a person who's a prophet and can go and tell you what's going to happen in the future. Here, the Gemara is interpreting the word Navi to mean the leader of Klal Yisrael who's giving Toichacha, who's giving Musa. And therefore, what the Kodesh Baruch Hu saying to Avimelech is, if you ask Avram Avinu, he will give you Musar about the way you conducted yourself. How did you conduct yourself? When Avram Avinu came into town, you shouldn't have asked him, who is this lady? You should have asked him, how can I help you? It's Erev Shabbos, maybe you'd like some Toyameyu. Would you like a piece of kegel? Would you like a piece of some cholent? You don't ask him about the wife. Therefore, says the Gemara, you ask Ishtachi, from this limit, from this chazal, you see, a benoyach that doesn't learn normal, proper derech eretz, like, what do you ask? Do you ask Ishtachi, or do you ask about Achilu Ishtia? He is deserving of Hariga. Okay, since we spoke about the beginning of that pasuk, we're going to continue. He otzer otzer Hashem bi'ad kol rechem leveis Avimelech. During the period of time that Avimelech had taken Sarah Imenu, Kadosh Baruch Hu made an atzira, as if he closed up and stopped up. The pasuk talks about the rechem, but the Gemara talks about much broader than just the rechem. Since it says a double lashon otzer otzar, Amr Rav Luzer shtei atziros halolu lama. Why does it say twice? Could have said ki otzer Hashem bi'ad kol rechem leveis Avimelech. What's the double atzira? Achas be'ish shech vazera shtayim be'ish shech vazera v'leita. It's telling to tell you that there were two atziros, one for the men and one for the ladies. Now the number for the men and the number for the ladies wasn't one and one, but at least initially the Gemara says one and two. That the man, he had also an atzira, and his atzira was that when he wanted to live with his wife, any of the base Avimelech, when husbands were living with their wives, Tashmish, the Sheikh Wazera wouldn't come out, Atzer Atzer Hashem. That's by the men. By the lady shtayim miisha shechmazera v'leida. Now leida, we understand that if she had a fetus in her stomach, in her womb, that the fetus wouldn't come out. That was the atzir. What means shechmazera? So Rashi says that for a child, a fetus to form, as we all know, the seed of the man, the shechmazera of the man, has to unite with the egg of the woman. Here, there was an atzira on the shechmazera that the husband had placed inside the woman from a previous tashmish, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't allow it to spread and disseminate to be able to go and impregnate the woman. So that was the atzira. That even shechmazera that she really had in her did not have any effect because it kind of got frozen in place. Now this is Reb Luzer. The Masisa from the Braisa we learned, Shtayim be'ish shechmazera uktanim, Shloisha be'isha shechmazera uktanim v'leida. That in fact the Atzira was more than just one and two, it was really two and three. By men, it was shechmazera uktanim, the person couldn't go and urinate. Shloisha be'isha, again the same two, shechmazera v'leida, and we add the ktanim. Ravina Omar, Sholish be'ish shechmazera, Sholish be'ish, there were three. Shechmazera uktanim upitabas. Pitabas means what we call gedolim, or in English to defecate. Arbo be'ish shechmazera v'leid uktanim upitabas. We've now added pitabas to the woman as well. So that was a major otzer, otzerasha. Now the post continues, ba'ab kol rechem. What does that mean, kol rechem? Ba'ab rechem, what's the kol rechem? Amri d'veir abyane, afili tani gulish shabay sami melech lehitil beitzosa. Not only the human beings, but even the hens that are supposed to go and lay eggs. Guess what? They couldn't lay any eggs either, because Otzer Hashem, Akol, Kol Rechem, even the Rechem of the Tarnagot. Omeli Rav. Okay, so from now, Omeli Rav and Rav Bar Meri, we're going to have 15 or 16 shailas that Rav asked Rav Bar Meri, that there is a common, familiar expression that people use. And the question is, what is the mocker, what's the source of this expression? And you'll see countless, 15 or 16 such questions from here to the end of today's daf. There'll be interspersed one or two other things, but it's mainly going to be Omli Rav and Rav Bameri. You want to see? Okay, all these people are listening to the shir. Okay? And you give a shir, Mirtisham, that's Brother Shai. That's Brother Barry. That's our good friend David, that's our good friend Robbie, and that's Shlomo from Eretz Yisrael. These are a couple of my enikuch that are want to see the Choshiva Mishtatvei Hashir. See? Say hello and wish them all good chance. Alright? You do what you go. There, actually, these are Arya's children. Arya is my youngest. Arya's going to be back with him later today. We're just babysitting now for the next couple hours. And they're going to be soon leaving to Cheder, right? You're going to go to Cheder soon? To learn Torah. Okay, so let's go back now to learning. Thank you all. Have a nice day. Thanks for watching. Good. So getting back to Rava, asked the following shayla to Rabba Bar Meri. We know I'm into the Omer Rabban. How do we know that people use the expression called Mavakish Rachmem Al Chaveiro? V'utzerach lo'isei dover hu ne'enetchem. Is a popular saying among the rabbis, among the Rabbanah. Whoever is Mavakish Rachmem for someone else, and he needs that same Yeshua for himself, who then a Tchilah Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to his Tfilah. Omalei, how do I know this? It said the Pasuk. V'Hashem Shov Eshvus Ioid B'Spaloi B'Ad Re'eu. This is a Pasuk of Ioid. As you all know, Ioid had three good friends. What were the names of the friends? Yechweis. He had three names. One was, let's see if we can find it quickly, otherwise you Tanakh experts probably know it even better than me. One friend was Eliphaz HaTimani, another was Beldor HaShuchi, and Soifer HaNa'amosi. All three of them came to visit Eoiv, and unfortunately they were somewhat critical of Eoiv. And because of that, Hashem was going to go and cause tzaris for all three of them. We all know Eoiv had his tzaris, and because they were critical of Eoiv, Hashem was going to punish them. Eoiv saw what was happening, and Eoiv was mispalo on behalf of his friends that they should not be punished by Kodesh Baruch Hu. As a reward, Kodesh Baruch Hu did not punish Eoiv either, but he lightened the burden that he had placed on Eoiv. So that's what the Gemara tells us. Hashem Shav Eshvus Iyoy, because Baruch Hu went and returned certain things to Iyoy that he had lost. Mispal Adre, because he was mispal for the other three, Hashem said, "Whom then a Tchila? I'm going to answer Iyoy for himself." Omalei, so now Rabbi said to Rabbi Bameri, "At Amos Mihosan, you bring me a raya from Iyoy." But no, I'm in a Mihacha. We continue to go back to the psukim that we just learned in Chumash. Vayispal Avram Elu Alakim, Vayip Alakim Esav Melech Ves Ishtoi V'Yam Ahoysav Vaye Leidu. And the next psukim after that say, Yuxiv Hashem Pokin Asura Kasher Omar. What does this all mean? That means that during that period of time that Avimelech had taken Sora Imenu, they did not have any children. So now, after Avimelech asked Mechila, Avram Avinu was mispalu on behalf of Avimelech, and the tefillah was listened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the tefillah. And they had children. But after that it says, Hashem pokat esar. Why does it say Hashem pokat esar? Rashi says it could have said, in a Lashon Osid, Yivkoi esar. What's the pokat? Pokat comes to tell you that even prior to the refuah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avimelech, that his wife and his Amoisa by Yeledu, even prior to that, by Shem Pokal Asura, Asura was already pregnant as a result of the tefillahs of Avram Avinu for them. Kasher Omar. Who must mean Kasher Omar? Parshim Shef, Hashem Pokal Asura, Kasher Omar, Hashem remembered sort of like he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had promised Avram Avinu. Now, Agmar says, no, Kasher Omar Avraham, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Avram said to El Avimelech, really, Al Avimelech, that just like Avram Avinu was a spal, you see on the side it says El, it says Al Avimelech. Just like Avram Avinu was a spal on behalf of Avimelech, that he and the household should all have kibbalah, should have children, even prior to that, Hashem Pokal Asar HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already poiked, because who nenetchem. Okay, another shayla. Avli Rav L'Rab Bar Meri. Mino Amin Tzadi Amri Imshi. Bahagi Hutza Loki Karba. When the Hutza are thorns, Karb is a kruv is cabbage. That when a person is, or when Hashem causes that the thorns get cut out or uprooted or destroyed, sometimes unfortunately the cabbage is also destroyed. In other words, you go out into your cabbage patch, you see that all of these thorns which are interfering with the growth of the cabbage, you uproot them, you cut them down, and sometimes that uprooting and cutting down has an effect that you lose a cabbage or two as well. It's Amalei the Simpson, the Pasuk Lama Terivu Eli, Kulchem Peshatim Bi Mi'um Hashem. Now this is a Pasuk in, I believe, Yeremiah, if I'm not mistaken. Yeremiah HaNavi had just given Toichocha Musa to Klal Yisrael, you guys better shape up, or you're going to have to ship out. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yeremiah and to all the Jews, Lama Terivu Eli, Kulchem Peshatim Bi. All of you have been Poshia Bi, Mi'um Hashem, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeremiah wasn't Poshia, it was Klal Yisrael that were Poshia. However, that's what our Gemara is telling us is, it's something Bahadi Hutza, Klal Yisrael that sinned, Loki Karba, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you too, Yeremiah, also part of the Poshia. Amalei, so Rabbi said again back to Rabbi Bamari, Adamus Mihosav, you bring me a Rai from Nach. I can bring you a ray from the Pasuk in the Torah. That Moshe Rabbeinu had originally given Teichocha to Klal Yisrael for not listening to Hashem. This is referring specifically to last week's parasha, where Hashem said, don't go out on Shabbos to collect the man. And unfortunately, some did, like Dosan Bavira went out Shabbos morning to collect the man. And then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to everybody, including Moshe, Adonai Me'antem, Moshe maybe didn't do anything wrong, but that's when you're criticizing and giving Teichocha to the Hutza, to the bad guys, Loki Karba, sometimes the good guys are also schlepped in. Omni Rav Rabbi Marmeri, Ksiv, says the Pasuk, U'miktzi Echov Loka Chamisha Anoshim, that Yosef HaTzadik took five of his brothers to Paran. Man minu chamisha, who are those five? Amalei hachem Rabbi Yochanan oisin shiluchlu b'shemois. Those five that in the Birchos Yaakov, in the end of Parshas, in Parshas Vayichi, those names that are repeated twice, that you have, Rashi brings the five, Dan, Zvulun, God, Asher, V'Naphtali. Each one of them, the names are repeated in the brachas. So now the question is, so why Dafka those five? So Rashi here, as well as Rashi and Chumash says, that these five were chosen is because they were the Shvachster, they were the weakest of all of the 12 brothers, and Yosef HaTzadik didn't want them to be appointed as commanders and generals in Paro's army. So he especially took the five weakest ones, so that Paro would look at them and say, these guys, they cannot be generals, they cannot be commanders, they're just too weak. And the reason why Hochel B'Shemo, he says Rashi, is Yaakovina wanted to be mechazik them. That's why he repeated the names twice, to go and give them a shikul chizik, a little boost. Okay? So that's the five Anashim. Freitimar Yehudinami, Ichboli Mechbol. If you go into the Chumash, you'll see that Yaakovina, when he benched Yehuda, he repeated his name as well. And Yehuda, we know, was a very strong individual. He would have been a perfect general. That being the case, why was Kadosh Baruch Hu Koifel his? No, not Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why was Moshe Koifel his name? Yaakov, why is the name mentioned twice? Amalek, the Milzi Hudichbal, is a special reason why his name is mentioned twice. Now, I said that the names are repeated twice in Vayichi. I think I erred. I think we're talking about the brachas at the end of Dvarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu is benching all the people. Yeah, Lamush Legabe Zvulun. It says, "For the Zvulunomar Smach Zvulun Mitzaysecha V'Yisacha Bayalecha Uli God Omar Baruch Marchiv God Uli Don Omar Don Gur Aryeh Uli Naftoli Omar Naftoli Svarotzoin Osher Uli Osher Omar Baruch Vivanim Osher." So these are the five Shvach ones where Moshe Rabbeinu was mechazik them by repeating the name twice. But there also, at the end of Dvarim, it says, "Bezois Yehuda vayomar Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda." So you see, Yehuda's name is mentioned twice. The question is, why he wasn't shvach? He was a very strong warrior. So I'll tell you why, for a different reason. Amalei the Milzei Hudiechbal. He had a special, nothing to do with the five brothers. Special reason. What was the special reason? Yehuda Shmuel Bar Chmeli Obedim Simay Chasif. Chir Uven vayomos v'imisav mispar. Bezois Yehuda. The pasuk brings together Reuven and Yehuda in the same pasuk. After Reuven should have come Shimon Alevi. Okay, Shimon, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to go and bless. And Rashi really explains in Chumash why. But after that comes Levi. How does Yehuda come up now right after Reuven? Say, Martel Skolosin, Aboim Shana Shai Yisrael Midbar. During the 40 years that Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar, Yat Moisef Shem Yehuda Migul Golin Ba'orain. The bones of Yehuda were all scattered and were jumping up and down inside the Arayim, meaning that the bones had left their sockets, the joints, and therefore they were all just rolling in the Arayim. Now, why are we even talking about this? So Rashi reminds us that it says in Chumash that Yosef HaTzadik asked his brothers that when you leave the Midbar and you enter into Eretz Yisrael, I want you to go and take with me my bones, because I don't want to be buried here in Mitzrayim. I want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Now, since it says in the word itchem, so Chazal Darshan, not only take my bones, I want your bones to go as well. I shouldn't say that. Not that I want. You, Shvatim, probably want your bones ultimately buried in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, when you or your families are eventually going to take up your coffins with your bodies there to throw, please take my bones, itchem, together with you. So, for 40 years, Klal Yisrael were carrying the aroinois of all of the Shvatim, and the Orin of the Shevet Yehuda, the Atzmoisim of the Golden Orin. And this was, you can imagine, quite a busha for Yehuda. All the other bodies, you know, were just intact inside their aroinois, and those bones of Yehuda were jumping up and down. Achabo Moshe Bikish Rachma. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked Rachmanis from Hashem, Amal Lefan Rebbein Yishulam. Mi Garam Le'uven Shiyoide. Why was Reuven Moide? What was he Moide about? About the Masa of ki bilbel yitzui Allah, that he went and was mavalbel the mita of Yaakov Avinu at the time when, after his mother passed away, he brought in Bila into the oil of Yaakov, and that was considered to be a major sin. How did you get involved? And Leah said, Mamela, that my sister is my tzara, I can understand that. But the umma of my sister, the Bila, she holds to be my tzara. So this was considered to be a terrible sin on the part of Reuven. Reuven was moid mesvada that he had sinned. How do we know? Rashi brings it from a medrash. Omar Reuven the Omar ani bilbalti yitzui avi. I did it. I'm guilty. I was the one that played around with the beds in the bedrooms, and I shouldn't have done that. Now, why was Reuven yoida? The reason is because he had previously heard that Yehuda was moida. Where was Yehuda moida? Was a maisa with Tamar, where he, Yehuda, said, Tzodka mimeni. Remember, Rashi says, Tzodka mimeni. That she's pregnant is mimeni is from me. So therefore, he was moida misvad. When Reuven had heard that Yehuda made a public confession, he said, I'm also moida misvad about the bilbel yitzui of my father. So says now Moshe Rabbeinu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Actually, Moshe Bikish Rachman, with three lines before the wide lines. Amalifan Rabbi Nishlan, Mi Garam the Reuven Chiyoida, why was Reuven Moida? Because of Yehuda. And therefore, just like Reuven is to be blessed, Yehuda should also be blessed. Now if you're wondering, why Taka were the Atzmois Yehuda Megugolim Be'or in the first place? So Rashi says the reason is, because Yehuda had told Yaakov Avinu, when he was pleading with Yaakov, please send Binyamin down to Mitzrayim. He said to him, Imloi Avienu Eilecha V'chatosin L'cha Kol HaYamim. If I don't bring Binyamin back, I'm going to be chote, I'm going to sin against you all the days of the year and for the rest of eternity. So says the Gemara elsewhere, Masechtas Malkis, that even though he was Mekayim Mitzray, that what? Imlei Avienu Eilecha, he brought Binyamin back. We know that Binyamin went back together with the other Shvatim, and eventually they all went down to Mitzrayim. So what's the chait? So the Mor Masechtas Malkis says, "Vayikilas Chacham afil al Tanai he ba." Even though it was only al Tanai, if I don't bring him back, makes no difference. Since he was Mekal himself, he said the Chatosin Liovi Kol Hayamim, Chatosin Cho Kol Hayamim. So that chait caused that his atzamis from the Golan Bar. So now Moshe Rabbeinu pleaded with Hashem, and he said, "Mi Garam LeRuven Chiyoida was Yehuda." Miyad Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to that call of Moshe on behalf of Yehuda. All Ivorei L'Shofa. That means all of the limbs, all the bones of Yehuda returned to their sockets, and therefore they were no longer shuckling around in the ark. But we have a Kamaskil of Sifta Rekia. They didn't allow Yehuda into the Bismedish Shalmala, and Yehuda wanted to learn the Daf. And there were no Zoom at the time, and so therefore he couldn't learn the Bismedish Shalmala. So Moshe Rabbeinu continued, he said, "Del Amoy Tivieno, bring them back into your folk, into your nation." Kadosh Baruch Hu listened, they let him go into the Bismedish Shalmala. He sat there Bismedish. But he had no idea what everybody was saying. It was all Greek to him. He had no idea. He wasn't able to go and speak with them in learning. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked, "Yod of Rav Loi, Kodesh Baruch Hu, give me a dime that from the Lashon Matzoni Yadenu Ragleinu B'Mesmedish, he should be able to go and learn and speak to them in learning." So Kodesh Baruch Hu granted that request. They have a sonic le mishmaitza libe de hilchasa. After he finished learning, he, Yehuda, was not able to go and come up halacha lemaisa based on the Gemaras. Ve'eza mitzorav tihi yekosh. Baruch Hu gave him that bracha as well. So bottom line is, that's the reason why by Yehuda we have this double lashon, because Moshe Rabbeinu was pressing down on the pedal numerous times, asking Kodesh Baruch Hu again and again and again on behalf of Yehuda to go and forgive him so that he would be able to go into the Bismedish Shalmala, etc. So now we go back to Rav and Rabbi Barberi. That where an oni goes, poverty follows him. Where do you find this amokar, a source? By bikurim. Hashir megiim bikurim bekalosu shel zov v'shel kesef. V'aniyim besalei netzorim shel arova kelufa. It says at the time of bikurim, as you know, it says in the Torah, v'lokach hakoyin es atena miyadecha. He's going to take the tenna. Tenna means the basket in which the farmer brings his bikurim. Now, the Ashirim, when they brought the bikurim, they brought it in beautiful baskets made out of gold and out of silver. The Aniyim couldn't afford that, so they brought such wicker baskets. Sali Netzorim Shel Arova Klufa. Arova Klufa is something similar to what we have, the Koshelach, that you go and put your Hadassim and Arovas together with your Lulav. So it was that type of material. Yeah, you're right, the Koshelach are made out of the Alam of the Lulav. These are made of the Alam of the Arova, but it's the same basic concept that these are wicker baskets, and in those they brought the Bikurim. So it says in the Mishnah, Sachs Bikurim, Asal Ma Bikurim, Nois La Kahanim. The Kahanim take the Bikurim and the Salim, and they hold on to the Salim, and they do not return them to the Aniyim. Masha Enkin, the Ashirim, they don't even bother giving their Kaltzer Shel Zohav to the Kahanim. Rather, when they come into the Azara, they say, do you have a klisharis that I can go and pour out my bikurim? Here is a klisharis. The wealthy people pour out their bikurim into those other kelim, and then they take the kaltzer shel zohav, they take them home with them. So we see from this, here Nebuch the Oni brings his poor basket, he doesn't even get it back. That's the Loshen of Basa Anya Azanivs. You put a raya from there. I have a raya from the Torah. What does it say by Eimet Saira? The Tamei Tamei Yikra. So the top Rashi says, Loidai Loi Nigoi. It's bad enough that the Metzaira has a nega tzaras, and he has to sit chutz the sholish machnois. He has to go and shame himself. He told of a cost of choiva, that anybody that gets close to him, the Metzorah has to say, thank you for your visit. Unfortunately, you cannot get close to me because I don't want you to become Tamei, Tamei, Tamei Yikra. So that's Basar Azla, Basar Anya, Azli Anis. Next, Omli Rav the Ramah Mamari, Minu Amil to the Amr Abanim, Hashkim Vachoyu Mekayis, Vnei Achama, Ubechoyu Vnei Atzina. A person should always get up early in the morning and promptly after davening, eat some form of breakfast, both during the summer because of the heat of the sun, as well as during the winter because of the cold of the wintry days. For Amri Inchi, and people even have an expression, Shitin Rahoiti Rahut, you can have 60 sprinters running and sprinting the marathon, and they will not be able to reach that individual that ate a proper breakfast this morning. How do I know? Because it says in Pasuk Yeravu v'Yitzmo v'Yakim Shorov Shorov v'Shamish. What does that mean? That if a person is careful not to be ro'ov and not to be tzameh, in other words, he makes sure to eat breakfast in the morning, then v'Yakim, then he will not be afflicted by Shorov v'Shamish. Shorov is the heat, and Shamish is the sun. He'll be able to withstand the environmental elements during the winter and the summer. So it's important to eat breakfast. Amalei, so again, Rava said back to Rabbi Mamari, at Amis Mihosam, that was a beautiful raya that you just brought. I have Aminu Mihoch, I have a raya from the Torah. It says, and the Pasuk continues on, Uveirach Eslach Mecha Vespeimecha, Vasiroisi Machla Mikirvecha. So Gemara says, Vavadatim Hashem Lekeichem, to Kriya Shema Tefillah. Don't eat before davening. Yes, the Pasuk said, Hashkim, get up early and eat breakfast. Maski. But before you eat breakfast, first do your avoida. What's your avoida? Kriya Shema Tefillah. Let's daven first. After that, Uveirach Eslach Mecha Vespeimecha. What is that referring to? Is it Pasuk Melech? The Kitud Shel Moed. Person should go and eat bread, and he should go and drink water. And the Eishel Avram in Orachayim, Eishel Avram is from the Bechut Yeruv, says that Lav Dafka bread and water. It means anything that sates a person and gives him nourishment. So if you're eating salad, that's also good. Any type of eating Wheaties is the breakfast of champions. Anyway, so bottom line is, you should eat something in the morning. The next part of the pasuk says, if you do that, I will take away all illnesses and sicknesses from you. V'tanya, and we have in the brisa, machla zumara. When referring to v'aseroisim machla, it means the Kadosh Baruch Hu will take away any diseases that might have affected a person's gallbladder, the gall. V'lama nekra shmo machla. Why does the pasuk refer to this as machla? Sheshmoinu mishloisha chaloin yesh ba. Because in the gallbladder, there are 83 different ways that it can become diseased and cause problems for a person. Machla b'gimatri hochihav. If you take the word machla, mem is 40, ches is 8, that's 48, lamin is 30, is 78, hey is 5, 78 and 5 is 83. So the word machla tells you that there are 83 possible chaloim which all can affect the bar. So if you're concerned about that, says the Brisa, "Kula pasul belach shachris kitchen shemayim mevatlan." If you eat a proper breakfast, that takes away these 83 potential machlas. Right? Only Rav the Rabba Meri, you know Amilza, the Amr Abban, this famous rabbinical expression. How do we know? Chavrech kariyach chamra uchba ligabeich mush. If your chaver called you a chamra, a chamor, a donkey, don't argue with him. Don't scream at him. Rather, just go and take it from him and move on. Uchba means take a saddle, a gabach on your back, and put it there. In other words, don't argue with him, because it's not going to be worth your while. You'll scream at him, he'll scream back, he'll scream, he'll scream. It'll just intensify the feud. So if he says you're chamar, just nod your head, put the saddle on the back of your back as if you're taka chamar. Where do I know this from? Amalei the Sivashin Pasik in Bereshis, Sefer Bereshis. V'yem v'hogar shivcha sarai, ein mizebas v'anas eleichi. This is talking about the Malach said to Hogar, Hogar shivcha sarai, where are you going? Where are you coming from? What's going on? Now, what Hogar could have said is that I am no longer shivcha sarai, I'm now a free person because I have fled sarai veinu. But she didn't do that. Hogar said, you're right, v'toymer, and they sarai gevirti anochi v'rachas. I fled, I ran away from sarai, who's my gevirti, who's my mistress. Oh, so you see that she accepted this title of shivcha sarai, she didn't protest, she said, yo, I'm running away from sarai gevirti. Omri rogar abba meri, you know I'm into the amri inchi. Here it doesn't say the amri rabbanan, the amri inchi, an expression that people have. If you have something, something above gnai, of disgrace, why don't you go and spill the beans immediately? If you're meeting somebody, whether it's for business, whether it's for shidduch, whether it's for whatever, so instead of that other party hearing subsequently from third parties that this fellow has this blemish or has this skeleton in his closets, go and spill the beans yourself immediately. So you don't have to find out from others. This way you've shown your honesty and the person knows that, those blemishes that you've shared. How do you know this? When Eliezer met with Psuel, etc., the first thing he said was, Eved Avraham Anochi. Why do you have to say that? He could, eventually Psuel would have figured it out. No. Don't go and have Psuel now call up the references on the resume. You tell him immediately the first thing, you should know I'm an Eved. Omri Rav Rabba Meri, Minu Amil to the Amri Inchi, Shofil, the Ozel Bar Avza, the Einei Metaifi. People have an expression. A Bar Avza is a duck. That the duck, when the duck walks, as you know, a duck is somewhat bent over, similar to a goose, that the head is bent over towards the ground. However, its eyes look upwards for food or for whatever. So the Gemara tells us, where does this expression come from? Now this pasuk requires a drop of background. This is talking about Avigail. Avigail was married to Novel, and Novel had been very bad to David HaMelech, because David HaMelech was very hungry, and so were his soldiers, and they requested of Novel that Novel should supply them with food. And Novel responded in a very arrogant, chutzpahdika fashion. And David HaMelech said, if, because he spoke that way, you know what, we're just going to go and kill off Novel. Avigail heard about this. Avigail ran to David HaMelech, and she appeased him, and David HaMelech said, okay, I'm not going to kill him after all. And then Avigail said to David HaMelech, but the time is going to come, David, when my husband Novel will be killed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and from that point on, please remember me. Meaning that at that time I'll be an almana, and therefore please consider me for a shidduch, marry me. So what do we see from that? That although at this point in time she's speaking to David HaMelech with great humility, with great respect, like a duck that bows its head as if to show respect and reverence. However, she had her eyes looking towards the future. The day will come that I'll be an almana. David HaMelech, please don't forget me. And as the Tanakh tells us, and in fact, subsequently, David HaMelech did marry Avigail. So too, when a person unfortunately is Nebuch Barasa, he has to look down because unfortunately he is, for instance, he's impoverished. He's in of tzaris, so he's bent over like a duck. But nevertheless, don't be afraid to have your eyes look upwards towards Hashem and l'havdil towards people to ask them for toivis, for favors, to help them out. So if you want to write, you know, I'm going to the Amri Inchi. Shitim tachli matcha lekocha dekol chavri shama v'lei ochel. This is an expression that shitin are 60, tichli are like bangs, like blows, matcha lekocha, hit the teeth, the kol chavri shama, of a person who hears his chaver eating, v'le'ochal, and he himself cannot eat. In other words, there's a certain jealousy factor. You have two people sitting at the table, Reuven is eating a gishmak, a breakfast, or lunch, or whatever. Shimon, unfortunately, has nothing to eat, and he's very upset, and he looks at him, and there are 60 claps coming on his teeth, that he's not able to go and eat, just like his chaver Reuven. That's the shitim tachli matcha. Where do we learn this from? Amalei d'chsiv says the pasuk v'li ani avdecha letzadik akoyim v'yom ben yoyado shleim avdecha loikara. What is this all about? This is referring to that David HaMelech was already getting old. We have to worry about a successor. David HaMelech had promised Bathsheba that Shleim HaMelech was going to take over. However, Adoniah, who was another son of David HaMelech, he had his own opinions on the thing, and he made a grand, almost like an inauguration for himself, when his father, when David HaMelech was still alive, a big suda to celebrate his impending coronation as king. And now Nosan HaNavi is telling David HaMelech, V'li ani avdecha, I, Nosan HaNavi, and Tzadik HaKoyim, and Bnei Yoav and Yoyada, and Shleima, none of us were called to the Suda. So of course on a simple level he was telling him, David HaMelech, that your wish that Shlomo HaMelech should take over is not going to be met if Adoniah is going to take over. However, the Gemara is using this as the basis for, we all feel, why weren't we invited to the party? They're all eating now Gishmaka food, and we are Nebuch sitting over here with you, David HaMelech, we're not eating anything. So that's the 60 clap to the teeth that you can't eat by that suda. Amalei, so Rava said to Rabbi Meir, At Amos Mihosam and Minu Mihoch, I have another eye. Said the Apostle, Viviel, Yitzchak, Oyel, Asar, Imoi, Vayikach, Es Rivka, Vatila, Leisha, Vaye, Eho, Veho, Vayinochim, Yitzchak, Achrei, Imoi. That when Eliezer brought Rivka for Yitzchak, Yitzchak, Vaye, Veho, he loved her and he married her. Okay, actually, Vatila, Leisha, he married first and then he developed an intense love for his wife. And after that, it says the Yosef Avram Ikach Isha Shmoktura, that Avram Avinu remarried after Sori Meinu had passed away. Now the question is, why does the pasuk bring these two together to show that Avraham Avinu is, in a sense, jealous of his son Yitzchak, that Yitzchak now has a wife, and he, Avraham, did not have a wife. So because of that jealousy, he went and remarried himself. He married Keturah, just like in the case of the person who's jealous that he cannot go and eat. You remember I told you a version of Das Kenan Labali Atoisis a few weeks ago, that it says by the Kilayim, Lesachroish Beshor Uvachamor Yachtov. Parshat Chat has come to tell you the din of Kilayim. However, says the Das Kenan Labali Atoisis, why does the Pasuk Dafka pick out the Shor Uvachamor? Because the Shor chews its cud, the Chamor is a non-kosher animal, does not chew its cud, and the Chamor is jealous of the Shor, that the Shor is able to eat and eat and eat the entire time during the Harisha, while the Chamor has nothing to eat. And he's jealous. He says, who gave you Shor all these sandwiches and all this nash to eat the whole time, but I have nothing to eat? And the Chamor, of course, doesn't understand that it's the Shor's food that keeps on coming up and down, because it's chewing its cud. But because of that, this Tzar Balachayim to the Chamor, so the Kodesh Baruch Hu don't put the Shor and Chamor together. So to more about Omalei Rav L'Rav Ma'amari Mino Amil Tzidi Amri Inchi Chamra L'Morei Tivusa L'Shakya. That means that although you come to somebody's table and the master of the table, in other words the master of the house, has supplied you with food and with wine, Chamra is wine, L'Morei, that belongs to the master, the man. Tivus v'shakim, the people go and thank the butler, the one that is pouring the wine. The butler should say, don't thank me, it's not my wine, it belongs to the owner of the house. But that's not the custom. The custom is the owner of the house supplies the wine. The butler is the one that gets the tivus, and gets the appreciation, the thanks. Omlai, how do you know? The citizen of the Pasuk, Samach Yodcha Olav, Manishwan v'yirin kalasman Yisrael. This pasuk tells you that Moshe Rabbeinu went and put his hands on top of Yeshua's head, and therefore he was milei ruach chachma. So on the surface, it sounds like as if Moshe Rabbeinu was bestowing and sharing his chachma with Yeshua. The truth of the matter is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one that is sharing that chachma with Yeshua. He's just having Moshe going through the motions of putting his hands on Yeshua's head. Oh, so that's the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that owns the wine. He owns the Chachma, the wisdom. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that gets the Shekoyach in the Pasuk. Ki samach Moshe yodcha olav, v'yidkol b'nei Yisrael. Everybody listened. Why? Because Moshe put his hands on Yeshua. It wasn't Moshe, it was Hashem. So that's the right that the butler gets the thanks. Omli rov l'rov v'amer, v'no amil tzidi amri inchi. Kalba bekafne goldi mivla. A kalba, a dog, bekafne, when it's famished, when it's hungry, will even eat glolim. Now I know you and I, initially we see the word glolim, we think of the tzoa, the excrement. Rashi says, and that's not what we're referring to. Here the glolim we're referring to is stones, rocks, that a person, lahavdil, like a kelev, when you're very, very hungry, you'll even eat things like rocks. Why does Rashi not like the pshat of gololi, that it means gololim, says Rashi? Because a kelev, even when he's not desperate for food, will eat gololim. If you look at Rashi in the middle of the Amud, gololi, says Rashi, avonim lashon moiri, means rocks, lishnachrin gololim mamish, it means the excrement, farish and yosha, but the real pshat is the first pshat, the gololim mamish orchehu, that a kelev will eat some of this excrement, that's already a regulus, that's not exceptional. But it's only in the glolim, there's always left a little bit of food, so therefore he nibbles at his own glolim. Anyway, how do we know that when a dog is desperate, a person is desperate, they'll even eat rocks? Chassidus is the pasuk in Mishlei. Nefesh seveya tovus noifes, v'nefesh re'eva komar mosuk. Nefesh seveya, if a person is satisfied, in other words, he's totally full, tovus noifes, he'll even trample on noifes, good food. Person just ate a full meal and is full to the brim. And now he goes to a chasana and they're at the Viennese table and everybody says, come on over, look what they have, some delicious pastries and delicious fruits and all that. He says, I'm sorry, I'd love to eat it, but I'm full, I cannot. I just can't. I'm just full. So Thomas Loises, he's going to trample on, he's going to reject even something is nice and sweet. However, nefesh eva, if a person is hungry, kol marmasa, he'll eat even the most bitter thing. Nebuch, he hasn't eaten for 3 days. He'll even eat 5 portions of marar because he's desperate. Kol marmasa, even something which is bitter will be sweet for him. Amli rov le'maver meri. Mino hamilta di amri inchi betayel ba'ozel dikla bisha gabekina disharchi. Where does this expression come from? We have a diklabisha, which means a bad tree, a tree that's, you know, bent over, about to die, that God, that it's going to go over, it grows near kina disharchi. Kina normally are reeds, like konim, kina. However, here Rashi says it means ilonois betalim, vein oisim peri. That means these are trees that unfortunately are barren and have no fruit. So, why does the diklabisha associate itself with kina disharchi? Now, what the Gemara is going to tell us is what the meaning of this expression is, that the bad guys stay with the bad guys, and the good people should stay with the good people. How do I know this? We have it repeated in Nach, Meshulish B'Ksuvim, third time in Ksuvim, Utanam B'Masnisim, and they have it in the Mishnah, B'Tanina B'Braisa, and it's even explained in the Braisa. Kosim B'Toyra, Tchsiv. Vayelech Esav El Yishmael. Why did Esav go to Yishmael? Because both of them are bad guys, so the bad tree goes to the barren trees. Shana ben Aviyam Nechsev, Vayislachto El Yiftach Anoshem Rekim. The Chazal tell us some not nice things about Yiftach. Yiftach, for instance, was Am Oretz, because it says Vayelech Yiftach Achre Yishtoy. So the Anoshem Rekim, Rekim in Yiddish is Leidegeis. Leidegeis means people that are empty of any substance. So, who joined Yiftach? The people that had no substance. Vayiyu imay, and they stayed with him. So you see, the bad guys stay with the bad guys. Mshulish beksuvim. It's repeated. Dichsiv kol oif leminoi yishkoyin v'nei odom ledoy malay. Now, for those of you that are Tanakh experts, you're probably scratching your heads and saying, "I don't remember such a pasuk." And in fact, there is no such pasuk in Tanakh. What does it mean, beksuvim? So the last Tosis tells us that this was in the Sefer Ben Sira. As you know, the Gemara quotes Sefer Ben Sira a few times throughout Shas. If you look at the last Tosis in Meshulish B'Ksuvim, Kolayif Kanaf Leminei Yishkayin Ein Zem Mikra B'Cholat Teres. It's an Ishtu Azah Pasik. V'Shem B'Sefer Ben Sira V'Chein, we have another Pasik, Salos V'Yim Mecca U'Vein Nedivim Teshiveka. It's also from Ben Sira. And in fact, if you go back here to our Gemara, where it says Kolayif Leminei, in my Gemara there's a small little Yud, and that Yud takes you up to the Masoris HaShas. Masoris HaShas says, Ben Sira Yud Gimel, that is in the 13th parak of Ben Sira. Okay, anyway, continuing on. So this is the Psukim. Then, Tanam de Mastisin, Kol Mechuba LeTamei, Tamei, Kol Mechuba LeTor, Tohar. If you stick around with the Tamei guys, you'll be Tamei. You stick around with the Torah guys, you'll be Tohar. Now, that's the Pshat for purposes of our Gemara, to tell you that the Ilna Dikla, the Dikla Bisha, the bad tree, goes and sticks around with the barren trees. Now, the bad guys stick to the bad guys. But what does it mean, Taka, in the Mishnah there, Kol Mechub L'Tamei Tamei? So Rashi tells us this is a Mishnah Masechtas Kelim, and it's talking about an Unkali. An Unkali means a hook. A hook on its own could be Mekabel Tumah, it's made out of matches. However, once you take this Unkali and you attach it to something, then it's going to be bottled to whatever you attach it to. If you attach it to a kli, which is mekabel tuma, Rashi says, for instance, a kli eitz, which has a kli kibbul, then just like the kli can be mekabel tuma, so too the unkli, the hook, can be mekabel tuma. On the other hand, if you attach it to a pshute kli eitz, just like pshute kli eitz and not mekabel tuma, so too the hook will not be mekabel tuma. So that's the lashon mechub l'tamei tamei, chub l'torah torah. We learn in the Braiser, Blaza Oyma, Loy Lachinam Holach Zarzir Eitzel Oyrev. Not for naught did the Zarzir go to the Oyrev, of course, is a raven. What's a Zarzir? So the art scroll titles it as a sparling, if I'm not mistaken, a sparling or a starling. I'm not exactly sure what that oif is. Yes, starling with a T, starling. However, there's a machloikis in Masechtas Chulin, whether a zarzir, a starling, is a kosher bird or a non-kosher bird. Reb Lezer says, I'll bring you a raya, proof that zarzer is a non-kosher bird, because it associates itself with an orev. An orev, of course, we know the Torah said the Feirush about a raven, that an orev is one of the oifos tmeos. Is the haraya that the zarzer and the orev are company because they're both oifos tmeos. Amli Rav Rabba Mamari. You know, I'm to the Amri Inchi. Karisa Gavrach Vlei Anach Rami Guda Rabba Shodi Bey. If you called your friend and he didn't respond, then just take a big wall and throw it upon him. Now this, of course, is not to be interpreted literally. Rashi says, Dochi Guda. Rashi is about three lines higher than where we are in the Gemara. Dochi Guda Koisel Hapil Olav. Go and push the wall on him. Kleimar Hanichoi V'yipo Barishoi Tito. Since he doesn't want to respond to you, fine, just leave him, let him do his own thing, and if he falls into trouble, that's his own problem. You don't have to go and run after him. So Karisa Gavra, he called Yechav Vilei Anach, he didn't bother responding. Rami Guda Rabba, you can go and just push him aside and don't even think about it. Amalei, where do I know this from? It says in the Pasuk, Yanta Ticha Vilei Tiharta, I tried to make you tahar and you rejected me. You will not retire yourself from your tumma. I'm not going to bother anymore. I mean, there's only that much time that I'm going to spend in Kiruv and in Musr to try to draw you close. I did my best. You didn't listen. Forget about it. Now you're on your own. If you drank from a source of water, like from a bar, don't throw into it a clod or a clump of earth. In other words, you had a na'a, don't reject it, appreciate it. Will you know this? Only the sense of the possible Hisaiva Doimi, Kirchichahu, Lisai Mitzri Kigera Yisama Artsai. Even though that the Edomites and the Mitzrayim caused us a lot of tzaras over the years, especially in Mitzrayim, we were in Egypt for not 400 years, for 210 years, whatever it was. But bottom line is they gave us a lot of tzaras, but still Kigera Yisama Artsai. Certainly in the earlier years, in the times of Yosef, but even later years, Lamais, we had a place to sleep, we had a place to eat, even though we were never tortured by the Mitzri. So, don't, like to say, don't reject them out of hand, because Adoyim is referring to Esav, he's your brother. Don't reject the Mitzri, because you had some Toivus Anoah from them. So if you had Anoah from the bar, don't throw in the clod of earth. Amli Rav the Rabba Meir, you know, I'm listening to the Amri Inchi, Idolis Dura Dalina, Viloi Loi Dalina. Idolis Dura, if you're willing to go and pick up this heavy burden, Dalina, I will help you. In other words, we'll carry it together. Viloi, but if you don't want to go and do it like Dalina, then I'm not going to do it. In other words, we either do it together, or we're not going to do it at all. I cannot possibly take this burden on my own. If you're willing to help me out, we'll do it together. How do we know? Amalei the Sif said the Pasuk Himre Elea Barak Im Telchi Mi Valachti Bimlei Selchi Mi Loi Eilech. This is referring to Barak, who said about Devoira. According to many Mepharshim, Devoira was his wife. Devoira, of course, was Devoira Hanavia. They both were having a Melchama against Sisera. So Barak says, I'm going to go out in battle if Devoira will accompany me. But if she's not going to accompany me, Loi Eilech. Oh, so the same thing. If he takes the burden upon himself and shares the burden, we'll do it together. But I'm not going to do it by myself. Amli Rav the Rabba Mamari. You know, I'm to the Amri Inchi. Karavinan Zutri Legavri. When I was a little kid, people spoke about me as if I'm a gever, as if I'm an adult. Another people spoke about me, oh, this young gentleman walked into shul. The young gentleman is only 10 years old. Nevertheless, they spoke about me nicely. Hashad Kashishna. Now that I'm old, now they compare me to the Dardiki, like children. In other words, they don't give me any respect anymore. They said, what's the English expression? Instead of a person talking about his beloved father, he says, my old man. So, that's the same thing over here, that they call the old-timers, the senior citizens, the dadiki, like babies, like children. Where do you find a makkah for this? Amalei meyikar, etziv Hashem, hoylech lefneim yoimam, ba'amun onam lanchay sama derech, v'layla ba'amun esh, v'hoyle lehem. This was initially HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself went in front of Klal Yisrael and led them out of Mitzrayim and into Kriyas Yamsuf. But later on it says, initially it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and afterwards he sent the Malach. So initially, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and initially the children, Klal Yisrael, were considered like Gavri. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the respect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went with them directly. But as they got older, so to speak, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a Malach to lead them. We'll do one more. Omli Rav Rama Mary, this is the final one. I think this is number 16. Rav asked Rama Mary, you know, I'm looking at the Inchi, Basar Mari Nichsi, Tzivi Meshaych. If you attach yourself to Mari Nichsi, that means to an Oyshe, a rich person that has a lot of Nechasim, the Tzivi Meshaych, you'll also get the benefit of some of those Nechasim. Rashi doesn't comment, but the Masoyos Yishas says that Tzivi means the Russian Shuman. Shuman means the fat. If you travel together with a rich person, some of the fats are going to wear off on you. In other words, you're going to have some toibas anor from traveling with the oisher. How do I know? How did Loit get those? Not in his own tzchus. Loit was no grace of tzaddik. But it's all because of the fact that Loit was going with Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu was laden with Tzoyin of Vakavi Olam, so therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him a bracha as well, because he attached himself to the Oishah, to Avraham Avinu. We'll stop the Omer of Chanan, Mitzvah continue tomorrow. Have a wonderful, beautiful Shabbos. See you all Sunday morning in Mitzvah. Friday Chanachim and Shabbos to everyone. Call to be well, bye-bye. Thank you all for listening and joining.